Hello, friends. This is Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. I brought my co-host with me, Christina. Say hello.
Hello.
And we hope you enjoy this episode of the Frugal Snobs podcast. If you like what you hear, as always, you can check out more by going to FrugalSnobs.com. You can check out all of our video content available on YouTube at YouTube.FrugalSnobs.com. You can check us out on social media at Facebook.com/FrugalSnobs or on Twitter at FrugalSnobs. And of course, you can catch this podcast on your podcatcher or podcasting network of choice. And if you have a smart speaker, feel free to ask it to play the Frugal Snobs podcast. As always, folks, be well, never pay retail. And now, on to the episode. Hey, everybody, Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. Bark, somebody say hello.
Hello.
Now, we promised everybody a new episode of the Frugal Snobs podcast this week, being the week of March 21st. 2021. By the way, happy second day of spring, everybody. However, we got busy.
Yes.
So we brought everybody another PSA. We promise we will bring everybody a full episode next week, and that will also get us back on the schedule for the calendar of releases for the podcast. So that should get us back on schedule.
Yes.
Right? So we didn't want everybody hanging, so we thought we would kind of give a little bit of reasoning as to why we've been busy, tell a couple stories really quick, then leave everybody with a few reviews. Sound good?
Sound good.
Excellent. So we've been busy.
Yes.
We've been busy people.
Binge-watching TV, planning episodes, booking shows.
Yes. So a couple things on that. Let's go ahead and start talking about the things we've been watching. So we were able, folks, to pick up with a promo 4 months.
Still going on. You have to register by April 8th.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you for that. So, folks, you can get 4 months of Peacock Plus, I believe.
Yes.
For $10.
Yes.
For 4 months. It's $2.50 a month. Now, we are happy with that because we'll be able to get some of our wrestling back into our lives, including NXT, NXT UK, and all the other stuff going on in the universe, so to speak. We're actually going to be checking out the Fastlane pay-per-view here in about a half an hour or so as we record this. So we'll bring some, how to put this, insight into that.
Yes.
And some feedback with our next episode if we see anything interesting and entertaining. The card looks pretty decent. I know I'm talking fast, folks, but we got a lot of things to cover before we get out of here. So, like Christina said, I think April 8th?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
It's out of the 9th.
I think it's the 9th, actually. So, but for good measure, let's just call it April 8th. That way they won't be late.
Yeah.
Folks, you can get, like I said, 4 months of Peacock Plus for $2.50 a month, $10. We did it. We like it. And we're going back and watching some old stuff as well. Good Times, King of Queens, other things that we enjoy. We also have picked up 30 days of Paramount Plus. And we were able to check out at this point, we know we're a little late, but Star Trek Picard Season 1. And also we started to pick up Star Trek Discovery. We're Star Trek people, but we've been busy. So Picard, interesting.
I liked it.
Christina likes it for the first season. I myself am a little skeptical on the whole synthetic thing. But it was cool to see some recastings with Will Riker, things like that, out in the woods making pizza. that was pretty cool. And to see Hugh, 7 of 9, other characters from the series, and seeing how they blended together was pretty cool. Word to the wise, folks, if you have small children, there are some graphic scenes in this series, so just be careful.
They don't give you a warning either.
Correct. Sorry, dry air, folks, but that is true. They don't. So just be careful. Unfortunately, we saw a very graphic scene while we were eating in one of the episodes, and it was gross. But at any rate, though, that is season 1 of Picard. We liked it, mostly. I was a little skeptical. I like the old school Star Trek, but Christina, you liked it. And so we're checking out Star Trek Discovery now, season 1. And I'm kind of digging that a little bit.
Yeah.
More so than Picard. So
I'm getting into it. The first 2 episodes were meh, in my opinion. But now I understand, like, how it's playing out.
More of the plot, more of the storyline, yes, and things like that. And it's all, again, how it all fits into the universe, so yes, to speak. But, I mean, it's pretty cool. And we're enjoying it. And we're just actually going back and watching stuff that maybe we missed out on or picking up some new TV. So
yeah,
we are very busy, but at least we made some time. So that's our TV. Now, moving on to booking shows. Christina, you had a show yesterday. That's
yes,
why we were busy this weekend, folks. And at Comics West in York, Pennsylvania, you can check them out at 2111 Industrial Highway in York, Pennsylvania. A lot of good hospitality, a lot of good turnout. They are not a sponsor, but we wanted to at least pump those stores and their store specifically.
They're easy to get to right off I-83.
Yes. And when I say those stores, I mean, I think there's 2 stores in the
yes,
partnership.
Yes.
Between Comics World in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and Comics West, I believe, in
Comics
York.
Store West.
Gotcha. So we will actually be in Chambersburg probably in May, I believe, at this point. We're trying to get a signing in April as well at Comics World in Chambersburg, but more to come on that. But you had a show yesterday. You sold some books, had some fun. You're able to get out with some normal conversations and whatnot.
Networking with people, too.
Yes. And they also fed you.
Yes.
From Marino's Pizza in York, Pennsylvania.
Delicious.
Again, not a sponsor, folks, but wanted to pump them as well. Marino's Pizza. Christina, you got a couple slices of cheese pizza. It wasn't greasy. Wasn't too rough. Wasn't burned.
It was soft.
It was soft. I had a slice of sausage pizza. And again, it was very nice for folks to feed us, I should say, at this event, especially given that it was a trek for us to get there. Again, 2.5 hours. We left here yesterday, folks, at the bright hour of 6 a.m. Eastern time on a Saturday. Arrived at around 8:20 or so Eastern time a.m. And Christina, you were one of the last ones to arrive to set up.
But I was set up in time.
Yes, you had a good spot, though.
Yes.
So, sold some stuff. We were happy. We actually crushed the goal that we had set. Obviously, there's never such thing as enough or too much. But we were happy to at least get out and see people.
Back to normalcy!
Yes. And also, I'm telling you, you need to get a face shield with a t-shirt that says Shields Up.
Yeah, that'd be
awesome.
Funny.
The COVID shirt, Shields Up. That'd be awesome. Patent pending.
Yes.
Yeah, trademark patent pending. So you had a show, busy. So we were happy to at least get that in. That's why we were busy this weekend, folks. But we didn't want to leave everybody hanging. Really enjoyed the weekend. Really enjoyed what we're dealing with now and getting back to normal, like Christina said. So on that note, there's a couple things coming up for Christina. You are looking at, hopefully, arranging an appearance next month, April.
Yes.
I believe in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
At Comics World.
Yes.
And again, more to come on that, folks. Also, you have scheduled Geek Fest, sponsored by Nirvana Outpost in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, on May 29th. That's Memorial Day weekend,
yes.
Everybody here in the U.S. Also in June, I believe, you have Steel City.
Yes.
In Monroeville, Pennsylvania. I think the dates are the 9th, 10th, and 11th, right? Or 10th, 11th, 12th?
10th, 11th, and 12th.
I was close?
Yes.
Come on, you gotta give me some credit.
It's that weekend.
Yeah, that's right. I'm rattling things off. It's the 10th, 11th, and 12th. That's Friday the 10th through Sunday the 12th.
Yes, at the Monroeville Convention Center.
Yes, and I believe they may be having a Steel City in August.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so we'll have to get dates out for folks for that. But in September, you have the Four States in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And that is, I believe, at the old Harrisburg Mall at a Boss Cobbs, I believe.
Yes, the first floor.
Yep, and we'll put out more info on that, folks. But again, the dates for that are September 18th and 19th. See,
yes.
I got that. And then October, you have Sci-Fi Valley.
Yes.
Con in Altoona, Pennsylvania at the Blair County Convention Center.
Yes.
See, I'm getting these. I still have dates. I'm sorry.
It is October 8th to the 10th, if I remember correctly.
Okay. And then, of course, again, all dates will be finalized, folks. And then there's also Steel City coming up, hopefully, in December.
On my Facebook.
Yep. And there's hopefully Steel City coming up in December as well.
10th, 11th, and 12th.
And then, like Christina said, everybody, all dates will be finalized. There will be invites going out for events. Check out Facebook for Imperial Legends. Also, you can also check out ImperialLegends.com. And you can go to Facebook.com/ImperialLegendsSeries, I believe, to get all these dates, all the latest news. But also check out ImperialLegends.com. All the upcoming events are posted there as well. Whew! A lot of things to talk about.
Yes.
A lot of things going on for us. So we'll go ahead and wrap this up, folks.
Speaking of things going on.
Come on, I was about to wrap it up. What?
Our reviews. We've been producing content for them.
I was getting to that. I was. So, folks, if you've been out there enjoying the video content from the Frugal Snobs, whether it's on YouTube or anywhere else where you enjoy the video content from the Frugal Snobs, on a serious note, please make sure you subscribe, like, post, share. It really helps us out. You can also go to support.frugalsnobs.com to support us for as little as 99 cents a month financially if you wish to do so, if you like what you see in here. All of the proceeds go right back in, reinvesting into the project. So we don't keep a dime of this, folks.
It pays for the samples we try.
Yes, it does. And it really does help us out. It helps you out as well. So on that note with the reviews, please make sure you subscribe wherever you enjoy the video content. We didn't want to leave everybody hanging here. We are increasing our subscriber count. So it's awesome for us online with all the video content and the YouTube channel, etc. So we're always adding new content. That being said, we want to leave everybody with this PSA with a few reviews. I believe there will be
three
reviews this time. So let's go ahead and go through those very quickly. You'll be getting the review, folks, for the Narragansett Fresh Catch Ale. It's a citrus ale. It's not bad. You'll also be getting a drink review for the Truly Raspberry Tea Hard Seltzer, which we just recorded today.
Yes.
And you'll also be getting a review for the Voodoo Ranger Imperial IPA.
Yes, those
from
three.
From New Belgian Brewing Company. And again, I think you'll enjoy all these reviews, folks. We've been working on these quick drink reviews and all of our other reviews. We hope you enjoy them. Again, the video reviews will be coming out very soon, but you're getting the audio reviews early.
Yes.
All right, folks, go ahead and wrap this up. We hope that you enjoyed this PSA. We'll be back with another episode next week. We absolutely promise with a long-form episode. But until then, enjoy the reviews. Be well. Never pay retail. Take care of yourself and each other, and happy spring, everybody. Hey everybody, Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. I brought another quick drink review for everybody, but I also brought Christine with me. Say hello.
Hello.
And I'd like to review for everyone a nice pickup from a local Total Wine and More for $1, believe it or not.
Sale price?
Yes, a pint of Narragansett Fresh Cash.
Yes.
And it is a citrus session, I believe.
Yes.
And I believe it carries 4.2 ABV?
Correct.
So 4.2% ABV. I'm enjoying this out of a standard, basically Pilsner glass. But it does fit a pint. Very pretty. Definitely has a bit of an opaque to slightly translucent look to it. It's very pretty.
Yes.
Nice head on it. It's going to give it a quick sniff.
You can definitely smell orange.
Yes, you can smell citrus in this. Yes, you can smell the orange. And by the way, folks, this is offered from Narragansett Brewing Company from Rhode Island, established in 1890. It's going to take a quick sip.
And they say that they have been the beer for fishermen ever since.
This is actually pretty good, everybody. I just had a quick sip here. You definitely taste almost an IPA taste of this. There's some bitterness to it. I'm not sure about the IBUs. That's International Bitter Units. But I'm not sure about the IBUs, but it definitely tastes like a session IPA to an IPA. Very drinkable. I would definitely enjoy very cold. Very, very cold. Probably 40 to 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
What time of year?
Any time of year, but definitely good for spring, I would think. We are in March of 2021 as we record this, so spring is coming. We're in early March, by the way, folks. Not bad. Pretty good. I'd probably give this a 3.5 to 4-star snob rating. Enjoy as a standalone or with some salty snacks. But again, as always, enjoy responsibly. Please make sure you check out all of our other beer reviews and other quick drink reviews here, wherever you enjoy your video content, whether it be here on YouTube, where we're going to be posting this first, or any other outlets. Please make sure you check out the Frugal Snobs podcast. Everything you need to know is at FrugalSnobs.com. You can also check us out throughout the web and support us by going to support.frugalsnobs.com for as little as 99 cents per month. All right, folks, as always, enjoy responsibly. Be well. Never pay retail. Take care of yourself and each other. Hey, everybody. Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. I'm Brock. Let me say hello.
Hello.
Happy spring, everybody, as we record this review. It is, I believe, the second day of spring 2021. So you can figure that out for yourself in terms of month, etc. So we brought everybody another quick drink review. Now, usually, we usually MC these reviews with Christina's assistance, yes?
Yes.
And usually we take care of these reviews for beer, typically. In this case, though, we have something special. Christina, you picked this up, and this is the review for the Truly Raspberry Tea Hard Seltzer.
Yes.
Yes. So you picked this up, I think, as part of a clearance six-pack for yourself.
Yes.
And it's very rare, folks, that we get clearance six-packs of brews for ourselves. So we picked up some interesting picks, very affordable, and we'll be reviewing those over the next, I guess, coming weeks, right?
Yes.
Okay. So for this Truly Raspberry Tea Hard Seltzer, so Christina, you're not much of a drinker.
No.
Neither really am I. I'm a beer guy, a wine guy. And we do review beers, and there's a number of them available wherever you enjoy the video content from the Frugal Snobs, whether it's on YouTube or elsewhere. Wherever you enjoy the content, please do subscribe. It helps us out. Like, share, post, all that good jazz. Check out the Frugal Snobs podcast as well. Everything you need to know is at frugalsnobs.com. Now, for this particular 12-ounce serving, it's a 12-ounce can, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, 12-ounce can, 5% ABV, correct?
Yes, with 100 calories.
Really?
Yes.
Jeez. Okay.
Oh, is that, the reading the side of the can is utterly hilarious.
Okay. Interesting.
No fat, 20 milligrams of sodium, no protein, no D, 4 milligrams of calcium. Ingredients, filtered carbonated water, alcohol, natural flavors,
I like
citric
that.
Acid.
Hold on. Ingredients, alcohol. I love it. That's funny.
I mean, it's so funny to read. There's brewed black tea.
Okay.
Sodium citrate and stevia sweetener.
Gotcha.
That's just most of the ingredients.
Gotcha. Including the most important one. Alcohol. That's so generic. Just alcohol.
Yeah. 1 gram of sugar, two carbs. There's your can.
Nice. Can I see the can? Christina's handing it to me, folks. So, do not confuse this with energy drinks, by the way, folks. It is served in a tall can. So, don't confuse this with energy drinks, and again, enjoy responsibly. So, to me, I'm somebody who actually drinks regular seltzer. I don't drink the hard seltzer. I usually, again, like I said, drink beer and wine. But, Christina, you tried this, and what did you think of it? I mean, I have my impressions. I sipped it as well, but what did you think?
It needs to grow on you. I mean, I'm not, as everyone knows, I'm not an alcohol person.
That's fine.
But the more I drink it, the more I taste the tea aspect of it.
Really? So when I sip this, I could taste the alcohol in it more so early.
Yeah.
And maybe the tea comes later as it grows on you as you sip through it. I thought it was okay. I mean, maybe it grows on you after a while, but since, again, I'm a beer and wine guy more so than anything else, I'm just not a seltzer tea type guy. But
it looks like tea.
Of course it does. It's grown-up tea.
Bubbly tea.
It's bubbly grown-up tea.
Not for you, Junior.
That's right. That's right. It's an adult beverage, as I call it.
Yes.
That's right. I'm going to go home and have myself an adult beverage. So would you enjoy as a standalone or with food?
I mean, it would definitely pair well with mostly anything.
Okay. Gotcha. So it's a sippable. Something you could probably sit out on the porch on a spring day. And drink, right?
Or a nice hot summer day.
Maybe. But again, you got to watch alcohol in the
summertime.
Consume
responsibly.
Yes. Consume responsibly. And remember, folks, when it's warm out, be careful. As always, you want to enjoy responsibly, like Christina was saying. Snob rating, what would you give it?
Probably 3.5.
Stars?
Roughly,
yeah. Star snob rating? I'd probably do the same, 3 to 3.5. Like I said, folks, I mean, I tasted it as well, and I could definitely taste the alcohol in it, and maybe it does grow on you over time.
It does.
But it's not bad, folks. I mean, if you want something different out of the ordinary, and you just didn't want hard ciders or typical beer or things like that, it wouldn't be something that would be too bad to try, right? I mean, if you're a Lynchburg lemonade type or a Mike's Hard Lemonade type, this might be something for you. And I think it's kind of like the Twisted Teas as well. I mean, we haven't reviewed those yet, but I think there's some elements there that would be interesting for everybody.
Agreed.
All right. So you want to go and get out of here?
Yes.
All right, folks. Hope you enjoyed the review for the Truly Raspberry Tea Hard Seltzer. As always, please be sure to enjoy responsibly. Check out all the other videos wherever you enjoy content from the Frugal Snobs. You can check out the Frugal Snobs podcast as well. Everything you need to know is at frugalsnobs.com. You can also go to support.frugalsnobs.com and support us for as little as 99 cents per month. But as always, the best support is to subscribe, like, share, post, etc. Be well. Never pay retail, everybody. Take care of yourself and each other. Hey everybody, Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. I brought Christina with me. Say hello.
Hello.
Want to wish everybody a happy spring 2021 as we record this quick drink review. Everybody's been really digging our quick drink, food, and beer reviews. Wherever you enjoy the Frugal Snobs content, whether it's on YouTube or any other outlet, so we thought we'd bring everybody another review. This time it is for the new Belgian brewing company's Voodoo Ranger Imperial IPA.
Yes.
Now, this particular brew, I believe, is based, was produced, I should say, in Colorado, I believe.
Yes.
New Belgian Brewing, I believe, is based out of Colorado as well as in North Carolina. I think they've been recently acquired by a Japanese beverage conglomerate, but don't quote me, folks. But to my knowledge, New Belgian Brewing Company also produces Fat Tire Ale. I have not reviewed Fat Tire Ale. I've had Fat Tire Ale, though. It is a red brew, so if like me, you're susceptible to red beer and red ales when you have a headache as a result of drinking them, just consume responsibly in that case. Now, in the case of the Voodoo Ranger, I'm also going to reiterate to enjoy responsibly. Before we get into more detail here, Christina's going to take a look at this with me. This particular brew is 9% ABV, so just be very careful and enjoy responsibly. It's also a very large serving size. So, Christina, how large is this can?
19.2 fluid ounces or... On here it says 568 milliliters.
Gotcha. So just be careful with that, folks. I mean, interesting can. Looks like there's a skeleton.
Yeah, like a bomber skeleton with the hat, has the goggles, gold front tooth,
I'm sorry.
Patches on the jacket.
I was laughing at that earlier, folks, the gold front tooth. And folks, just, again, to be clear, at 19.2 fluid ounces, this is larger than a pint at 16 fluid ounces. Smaller than a bomber at 22 fluid ounces. So just be careful. Again, 9% ABV. Now, I enjoyed this kind of in a dual approach. For Christina, I think, did you want to say something here?
I would say the only other thing that I thought was kind of funny on the actual can itself or one of the patches.
Yes.
Cheeseburger.
Nice. Nice. Maybe it's a pairing. I don't know. But I'll get to that here in a second. I did enjoy this brew, folks, kind of in a dual approach. A standard pint glass did not fit the entire serving size, so I did decide to do a little bit of tasting and a little bit of sampling out of the remainder in the can. I must tell everyone, just my preference, please enjoy in a very cold, wide-mouthed glass, like a pint glass.
If they could see your facial expression, it said it all when you tried it out of the can.
Yes, along with an ugh, I think is kind of the reaction I had. In the can, folks, I did not enjoy this brew. So, again, this is just me, but I preferred this particular brew served in a very cold, wide-mouthed glass. You get more of a bouquet, more of a breathing aspect to it. Now, as for the actual color and taste, folks can see that it's a very dark brew. It is an Imperial IPA. Typically, Imperial IPAs carry an ABV of 6% to 8.4%. This particular brew comes in at a 9% ABV, as I said before, with 70 IBUs, I believe Christina was telling you earlier. So it was very bitter. Nice head on the glass in the pour. Very pretty. Had some nice leave to this. Very hoppy and citrus smelling, by the way, folks. So you definitely get a lot of those bitter units as you consume this beer. I really would enjoy this as a standalone. Any strong beer that's typically very bitter, I would always enjoy as a standalone. Maybe the cheeseburger pairing might work based on the can. But I would definitely enjoy it probably as a standalone. I believe Beer Advocate also gives this particular brew a 3.86.
On average score, yeah.
Rating out of 5. I would give this probably a 4-star snob rating if served in a glass. In a can, I cannot say I would give that strong of a snob rating. But I would give this probably a 4-star snob rating out of 5 if served in a glass. So I've been missing IPAs. I was really happy to get back into this and really enjoyed it. So please enjoy responsibly, folks, as always, because of the heavy ABV and the large serving size. So, all right, folks, we're going to get out of here?
Yes.
Okay, I hope everybody enjoyed this review for the Voodoo Ranger Imperial IPA from New Belgium Brewing Company. As always, enjoy responsibly. Be well. Never pay retail. Take care of yourself and each other. And before we get out of here, if you do like what you see in here, please check out the Frugal Snobs podcast. And you can support us by going to support.frugalsnobs.com. You can support us for as little as 99 cents per month, or just check out frugalsnobs.com to get more info on the podcast. All right, let's get out of here. Be well. Never pay retail. Take care of yourself and each other.